Krishna. This morning, dressed Radhe Shyam, I'm putting on some pictures from how they look in the temple room when they're covered in chadars, because the whole glass dome, not glass dome, but the glass top of the temple is being replaced, so the temple room is cold during the day, and they're all bundled up. And how they looked dressed last night, and also this morning before gave Bhagavatam class, which was the following very instrumental reminder to us from Sukadev Goswami and, of course, Srila Prabhupada. And this is from the sixth canto, Purusha Sukta, excuse me, second canto, sixth chapter, Purusha Sukta confirmed, in which Sukadeva Goswami says, from the Lord's genitals originate water, semen, generatives, rains, and the procreators. The genitals are the cause of a pleasure that counteracts the distress of begetting. And in his one paragraph purport, Srila Prabhupada says, the genitals and the pleasure of begetting counteract the distresses of family encumbrances. One would cease to generate altogether if there were not, by the grace of the Lord, a coating, a pleasure-giving substance on the surface of the generative organs. This substance gives a pleasure so intense that it counteracts fully the distress of family encumbrances. A person is so captivated by this pleasure-giving substance that he is not satisfied by begetting a single child, but increases the number of children with great risk in regards to maintaining them simply for this pleasure-giving substance. This pleasure-giving substance is not false, however, because it originates from the transcendental body of the Lord. In other words, the pleasure-giving substance is a reality, but it has taken on an aspect of pervertedness on account of material contamination. In the material world, sex life is the cause of many distresses on account of material contact. Therefore, the sex life in the material world should not be encouraged beyond the necessity. There is a necessity for generating progeny even in the material world, but such generation of children must be carried out with full responsibility for spiritual values. The spiritual values of life can be realized in the human form of material existence, and the human being must adopt family planning with reference to the contact of spiritual values and not otherwise. The degraded form of family restriction by use of contraceptives, etc., is the grossest type of material contamination. Materialists who use these devices want to fully utilize the pleasure potency of the coating on the genitals by artificial means without knowing the spiritual importance. And without knowledge of spiritual values, the less intelligent man tries to utilize only the material pleasure of the genitals. Very strong points here. The first comes to mind, Srila Prabhupada repeated saying that if one can certainly avoid family life, then one should do so. No doubt the pressure of sex life, especially in this day and age, is certainly very strong. And not only that, but the company of members of the opposite sex, their close mingling, and the desire to have a family, to have children, watch them grow up and enjoy the pleasure that comes from that, attracts people to take the risk and the burden that comes along with family life. The burden means you have to maintain so many others other than yourself, and the risk is that by accepting such a burden, one becomes distracted from spiritual practice, and by living in such close contact with sense objects, husband and wife, parents and children, that one actually forgets the real goal of life and thinks that this is all there is. Or if one doesn't think that this is all there is, still one behaves and conducts oneself all there is. Therefore, the second point that comes up, which is what Srila Prabhupada here emphasizes, is that if one does enter into family life, then there should be family planning, which is that one should only beget children for the sake of Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada here says sex life should not be encouraged beyond the necessity, which is generating progeny with full responsibility for spiritual values. And of course, elsewhere, that means only having sex life for the purpose of bringing Krishna conscious children into this world, and not only bringing them into this world, but then giving them the best opportunity to be Krishna conscious. The third is, obviously, Srila Prabhupada here is speaking against contraception. That is the only form of contraception, that you have sex life solely for bringing children into this world. And any other type of contraception, which Srila Prabhupada calls artificial means, is considered to be the grossest type of material contamination. So certainly one should avoid that. Why? Because sex life in itself, as it's described here in Srimad Bhagavatam, provides such an intense pleasure that it bewilders a person, and here we're talking about men, and drives them to accepting the responsibilities that come along with that. But if one rejects the responsibility and by artificial means practices contraceptive methods, uses contraceptive methods, and has unrestricted sex to enjoy oneself, then one becomes very much conditioned to this pleasure that comes from that, and that pleasure comes from the material body. In other words, one becomes conditioned to the bodily conception of life. One will then definitely miss the valuable opportunity of being able to go back home, back to Godhead. So although its original form, this sex life is a very pure and transcendental affair that's exhibited between Lord Krishna and his associates, in the material world, it's a cause of suffering and bondage, which should be avoided at best, but if one cannot avoid it, then it must be strictly regulated, along with very strict chanting of Krishna conscious, along with strict practice of Krishna consciousness, chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, so that not only we don't lose sight of the goal of life, but progressing towards it, and ultimately at a certain stage, pancha or rambanam ajit, at least at the age of 50, one then really retires from family life, and husband and wife has become sufficiently purified that they see each other as spirit soul, as Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis, and not as husband and wife or as sense objects. And in that way, they're able to provide an ideal example also for their children. This is a very revolutionary concept that Krishna consciousness movement is introducing into society, and it's the mission of the householder life to set this type of extraordinary example, which really goes so much against the grain of what's going on in society nowadays, what to speak of unrestricted sex, but sex amongst same-sex couples, marriage with same-sex couples, adopting children for same-sex couples, the whole thing is topsy-turvy. And so Srila Prabhupada has placed a great responsibility on the shoulders of his followers, especially of his brahmachari grihasthas. Hare Krishna.